My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. We find ourselves in the fourth chapter, Mishnah number 4. We've been dealing with things that are in motion, and therefore deal with Tum and Taharot in a very different way. Now we are coming up on an example of something that creates an ohel, something that is so tummy that it renders everything in its space. Within the ohel that's in tummy, and regarding the special tuma of ohel, we do not have a kula. We do not have leniency of motion. Motion does not help when it comes to ohel. So here we go. Kazaymin hamet b'fiha orev. You have an olive's bulk of dead corpse. Dead corpse is something that casts a ohel type shadow. It creates tuma for everything in the ohel. B'fiha orev, in the raven's mouth. So the raven should help us get out of things because it's in motion, but it won't because of ohel. Safek heil al ha'adam v'al ha'kelim b'shutechi. So now we have a case of safek, whether the corpse created an ohel, meaning did the raven come into the space whereby the kazaymin amet would make an ohel. And what's at stake here? Al ha'adam v'al ha'kelim b'shutechi. So b'shutechi helps us create a problem. Because cases of suffix we assume are tummy. And now we're down to, as far as our calculus goes, al hadam al hakelim. So, suffix adam, regarding the person, tame, and suffix kelim, tahor. When it comes to the person, we are tame because a person, yesh bo dali shel, the person could be asked. Again, one of our operating principles in these several Mishnayot. Safek kelim tahor, the kelim we assume are tahor because of kelim we could not ask. Safek in bam dali shal, they could not be asked. Hamemale ba'asara dalim v'nimsa sheretz be'chad mehen. So you fill up 10 buckets of water. You have a well in the backyard, the good old days. You have a well in the backyard and you drop a bucket down. And lift it back up, 10 of them. 10 buckets of water. Believe me, you don't want to have to do that all over again. You don't have to believe me. But I assume it's true. So you find a bug in one of them. That's a big bummer. So maybe I have to consider all of the buckets. Tame. Right, because I get it from the same source of water, so no, I only have to consider that very bucket, tame, and the other ones are off the hook. The reason is that we go back to our principle that we discovered a couple of Mishnayot ago. Kol tumot keshat metziatan. We judged tuma and tame things by the time at which they were found. So this was found in one particular bucket. I can only assume that it ever made it into one particular bucket. I don't have to worry that the sheretz was maybe in this bucket, that bucket. Even if it's reasonable to assume, it's not outlandish to assume that it went from one bucket to the other. Nonetheless, kol tumo kushat metziatan. It's also, by the way, reasonable to assume that the bug came from the well of water. And maybe the bug poisoned the well. So that is not a problem for us. Because the water is mechubar lakarka. As long as it's in the well, it's attached to the ground, and things that are mechubar lakarka, we'll see, do not acquire tuma. So even if I can extrapolate and say, oh, well, the bug was in the well, that may be the case, but that doesn't make all the water tame. Well, the only thing that would make the water in the other buckets tame is if I could say that the bug was in that. In those other 9 buckets. Okay, now we're switching things up. I'm pouring from one to the other. So now there is a interrelationship between the buckets, and I find in the bottom bucket, I'm pouring from one into the other, and the bottom one I see a bug. So what do I do with the top one, right? Reason would dictate that if it's in the bottom one, it's because it came from the top one. The bottom one was empty, and now I started pouring, and now there's a bug there. It has to have come from the top one. Nope. Elyon tahor. We do not We consider the above one pure, and the reason we consider the above one pure is because kol tumah kashamet yatan. We consider the tumah like the exactly when we found that we do not have the we do not have license to extrapolate. Following mission number five, al shisha sveikot sorfin et hashumah. So there are six cases of suffik that would require us to burn truma, and this is tricky. Burning truma is tricky. Because if truma is tame, then we have a mitzvah to burn it. But if truma is not tame, then it's us to burn it. It's very little middle ground here. If there's a real problem with the tuma, then we need to burn it. And if there isn't, then it's a big problem to burn it. So Chazal or Goz, there's six cases where we have a case of suffik truma, which would otherwise force us to just let sit and wait. But these six cases, they were gozer that it's that one must burn them. And we will deal with them. We will deal with them at length. Al safik beit hapras. So one safik is beit hapras. Beit hapras is the earth of a field where in which a grave was plowed, right? So you have a big field, and the plow comes and overturns all the dirt, and in that field was a grave, so now the grave was overturned as well. So now we have all this dirt, and somewhere there's a grave in there, somewhere there is a dead body that's been broken up, and who knows. So that's the case of Beit HaPras. Really just a small piece of bone of the skeleton could have been dragged by the plow or clear across the field. So if one touched or carried a clod of earth from that field and then touched truma, or the truma touched the earth, then that truma is burnt. Al safik afar haba me'eretz ha'amim. So those of you listening from America or anywhere else in the diaspora, you should know that we're all tummy. Just for living outside the land of Israel. The Chachamim were gozer on Eretz Ha'amim, the lands of the diaspora of Galut, that the whole thing's tame, because there's maybe a corpse somewhere. Al Safik Bigdei Am Ha'aretz, and the clothes, Safik, relating to touching the clothes of Am Ha'aretz. We're not sure if the Truma touched the clothes of Am Ha'aretz. Now, Am Ha'aretz is not just a country bumpkin or someone that we generally don't trust, but rather someone who's not careful about the laws of Tumah Tahara, and specifically, his wife probably isn't either, so his wife is probably a Nida when she touched his clothing, and now his clothing may or may not have been touched by Nida, and may or may not have touched Truma, so we burn the Truma. Al Safik Kelim Hanim Saim. Also, if you find random Kelim, in the marketplace, then, maybe a zav walked across it or dragged it, or maybe there was a corpse. So that maybe, plus the maybe of touching the truma, is good enough to burn it. Al safik rukin hanitzain, safik of found saliva. Again, saliva might be from a zav, and this has to be human saliva, which is noticeably different from animal saliva. Al safik may ragle adam shehen keneged may ragle behema. And also the suffix of urine, which is juxtaposed to animal urine, meaning there's two puddles or something next to each other, and that way we're able to identify the human urine as human. We can identify it by the contrast, and this might be the urine of a zav, who knows. Al-Vadai. So now we have our, those are the six cases. We know what the six cases are. The funny thing is, we don't know what to do with these six cases. So, there's three-way machlokas at the end of this Mishnah, beginning here. Al-Vadai Magan, Shehu Safik Tumatan. Sorfina Tetruma. So the unnamed position is, if we're certain that you touched them, and they are Safik Tuma, all these things are Safik Tuma, but we're certain that you touched them, then we burn the truma. So for that, we're willing to burn the truma if we know for sure that you touched them. Rabbi Yossi counters. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af al safik magan b'shut yachid. Even if you're not 100% sure that you touched them, it's a safik maga, but it happened in the Rishut Yachid. So for that, we'll be willing to burn the truma. We assume that the Gzera of Chazal extends until here, and Chachamim say Rishut Echid Tolin and Rishut Rabim Tahor. They take, I suppose, a middle position that if we're uncertain in the private, it's not a definite touch, but it's an uncertain touch in the private domain, Tolin. So then we just leave it. We neither burn it nor do we use it. Ubershut Rabim Tahor. And if we find it in the public domain, then that is Tahor. So there you have the three-way machlokas. That is all for today. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow.